Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Simpson on the move. He's going to keep it and score. Creative, efficient. And Simpson says, hush now.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Stone Cold Chris Fowler with the call this past Saturday night on ABC and ESPN. Chris Fowler, of course, a Tim Scanlon client. As Alabama walks into Athens and ends Georgia's 33-game home winning streak. Joining us right now to talk about Bama's win, which he gave out last week on this show, and the rest of the comings and goings of college football, is our pal, Pro Sports Bettor, co-host of Hit the Books, which you can watch on YouTube, a great college football betting show, along with our friend Brad Powers, as part of Rob Pizzola's Hammer Betting Network. Pizzola joins us next hour here on You Better You Bet. The one, the only, the great, Joseph Kanish. On Twitter at JoeyKanish22. Uncle K, welcome back to the show. What's going on?
Gentlemen, tremendous football Thursday, and I'm glad you boys are starting off with the real leadership at the Hammer. Appetizer for a Thursday show to do with the Hammer. Good to talk to you fellas.
All right. You gave us Alabama, Kanish, as your best bet last week in college football. The Crimson Tide didn't even need the points. They won outright at Georgia. What is your best bet for this week in college football?
It was always Roll Tide last week. Glad we got the winner. But hey, new week, new time, new money. We got to do it again. And I'm going to go with a vaunted in-state rival. I hate to do it, but the Mean Green and Michigan State Spartans this weekend, 11.5 on the market at Nebraska. I gotta tell you, I think they're live in this one. I think that, and I don't know, we're getting the points, but I don't know if we'll need them, baby, because I tell you, this Michigan State offense, I got if of all the units in the game, and it's what I like to do, and we're gonna break down which unit, whether it be defense, offense, both teams, do I trust the most? It's the Michigan State offense. I think Aiden Childs is playing really well. I think a couple of key players, including Nick Marsh, that for Michigan State that were nicked up a little bit, will now be healthy after a little bit of a break. And it's a Nebraska team that, I got to tell you, hasn't really impressed me in any facet on either side of the ball at any point this year. I think Michigan State's very live, even though the defense has struggled. Give me the points. Give me Michigan State. I think they are, and this will be in, the old money line round robins this weekend. I think Michigan State's got a puncher's chance to win this, baby.
I love it. It'll be a Sparty party in Lincoln this Saturday with Michigan State potentially live against Dylan Raiola, Matt Rhule, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. How about the game in the swamp, Kanish? I've been fascinated by this betting market as we've seen movement toward the underdog Florida Gators. All those sevens have been bet. There's now 6.5s across the board, and there's even a 6 that's out there in the market. Do you agree with bettors backing Florida, or do you think this is a nice spot for Arch and the Longhorns to win by a touchdown or more?
Well, fam, I gotta tell you, I mean, I think that a lot of the move here is a correlation between this total, which has come down. I mean, when was the last time you're talking about? Is this like, 2017 Iowa-Nebraska, we might hit, the 30s here in a total with an SEC team. I think a lot of it is just this total coming down a number of points, getting better, and then you correlate it with the side where it's like, okay, if we're only going to be, this total is going to close around 40, can Texas, who has not impressed. I mean, you call it what it is. We can go on the, you know, Arch Manning and all that. The offense has not impressed this year. Can they be laying that big of a number, which I know Florida's got issues. I know Lagway isn't healthy. I know the offense has been pathetic. But to lay that kind of number now in a game and a total with 40 with a Texas offense that hasn't really got going all year, maybe a little bit of a break. I agree with the move. For me, though, this one, I would need the full seven. It's one that if you didn't get the seven, I'd be shying away now and be looking live. Agree with the under move. Think this is just going to be ugly, disgusting, that type of game. Gun to my head if I had to bet it at Florida, but if I'm taking this Gators offense, I would have needed the full seven, so it's probably a stay away for me now at current.
Well, let's stay in the Sunshine State, Kanish, because Florida State in the primetime game at 7:30 Eastern is going to be hosting the Miami Hurricanes. We talked a lot of bettors. Like, people love this Miami team, and it's hard not to disagree or hard to disagree when you watch them play on Saturdays. Like, Miami is a 4-point favorite, total sitting at 54.5 over at BetMGM. Do you like the Seminoles or do you like the Hurricanes and Mario Cristobal to win this one by margin in Tallahassee?
You know, I was talking to Nikki Kay a little bit about this game earlier. I know, you know, listen, Florida State opens up 6.5, has come down throughout the week. Know some sharp guys that were on Florida State early. I got to tell you, though, I'm going to wait this one out, Fem, and just see what's the best Miami. If I can get this number ticked, I don't think we'll see a 3. I would love a Miami 3. I don't think it'll get that far down. But I'm going to let this see how much, you know, this kind of steam we can get. Maybe a little bit of additional game day move comes in. And then I'm going to come in on some Miami here. See what the cheapest price, you know, eventually this can get to is. And see if maybe it gets down to 3.5, I think, probably lowest. But it's a Miami team that just, as I'm sure people have mentioned, I think this is better than Ohio State. This is better than, you know, Penn State, Oregon, anybody. They've got the best trenches in the country. I mean, when you talk offensive line, defensive line, and that usually, you know, kind of when it manifests at the end of the year, what are the teams that kind of make the longest run to win the national championships? It's usually that, especially in a year when there's not a quarterback out there that's like, Lamar Jackson or any of those quarterbacks that's just like, oh my God, this guy's going to carry us to a national championship. Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, those type of guys. There's nobody out there like that. I know Miami's coaching staff leaves a lot to be desired in game management or common sense or whatever the hell Cristobal's doing for some of these games. But to me, I think they're a significantly better team than Florida State and a Florida State offense that I don't know if they can produce here against Miami D, who's really, really good. Gonna wait till game day and then lay it with the Canes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Kanish is right. We were texting earlier about this game. The reason why is because I do some media spots on Thursday when I get asked for a college football best bet, and I didn't hear from Kanish. So I gave out Florida State, and I asked Kanish, like, what do you think of this bet? And then he told me he liked Michigan State, so I didn't get to give Michigan State out today. Join me tomorrow on the 900 radio hits I do around the country when I give out Michigan State plus 11.5 as my best bet of the college football weekend. And if you think I'm joking, you don't know Nick Costos. You bet on this Thursday. Joey Kanish is our guest. He supports us. Support him. Hit the Books is the college football show you can watch on YouTube and find in podcast form with our friend Brad Powers. Just search Hit the Books in your podcast feed or on YouTube. My friend, let's talk about the Diego Pavia Bowl of Vanderbilt in Alabama. Crimson Tide, 10.5-point favorites, 55.5 the total. You liked the Tide last week. Are you rolling Tide again this week against Pavia?
I got to tell you, this Vanderbilt team, I feel like the guy, like if you're someone who never bought any Bitcoin and you're looking at the price of Bitcoin, that's me with Vanderbilt the last 18 months. Where they, you know, that like early on they had a couple cute upsets last year and I was like, eh, you know, probably won't keep up. Never really. If you've just been betting Vandy for a year and a half, even throw in some money line, you don't have to do anything else. You didn't have to, you could have just bet Vandy the last 2 years, had the greatest seasons ever. I haven't been able to catch up to this Vandy team, and I know there's some people out there. There was early 9.5, some sharp, like the market itself and some of the, you know, the modeling out there just hasn't been able to catch up to Vandy. I can't fade them. I know the number for me is a little short, but with the matchup and how they can run the ball, and I got to tell you, also on this is, and you know, this is a little bit of a Femi thing. If Vanderbilt wins this game outright, Diego Pavia, I think, is going to win the Heisman Trophy. If they win, I'm not saying they're going to win, but if they do win, he's the Heisman favorite come Sunday morning, and I think he's just going to win. The Pavia folk hero, like, if he can do this again, I think it's too strong. I think that everyone's going to be talking about it Sunday, and I think they would finish the year with enough wins for him to get it. I think that's what's on the line this weekend. Gun to my head, I would take the points, but I think what's really on the line here is like the ultimate Heisman Trophy move if Pavia can win this game outright.
A fascinating answer. Any other games, Kanish, a side or a total that you like for this weekend in college football?
You know what? Yeah, that's dangerous because when you give it to Joey K, that means you end up with some game that only four people listening to this show that ever heard of. We're going with a little early, the Blue Hens of Delaware, baby, against Western Kentucky, 2.5 out there. I been riding Western Kentucky all year. They've had a couple of very, very fraudulent results. That's why you got to be objective, even when they're winners. They've been very fraudulent the last few weeks. Delaware, off a bye, offense is electric. Think they're actually maybe the best. They can't play for conference title this year, but think they're probably the best team in CUSA this year. Give me the Blue Hens, Delaware. Anything under 3 is good. I think Western Kentucky's in a lot of trouble this weekend.
I can't wait to get your answer to this question. And I think it's a really interesting time in the season to think about this answer, like whatever your answer to this question may be, either Kanish or you, the person watching or listening. For me, it's Ohio State. As of right now, Kanish, who's the best team in college football, in your opinion?
Good cue. Was having that, you know, having a little debate. We were over on Hit the Books having this debate earlier because old BP, Mr. Powers, likes Oregon. I would lean with you, unfortunately, I hate to say it, in terms of Ohio State, because one, the defense, which I thought would have a much bigger fall off, just has not. And Matt Patricia, who I, you know, have been longstanding from years of hating here in Detroit, you got to give the man his credit. He's came in, did a nice job, bunch of young guys, and it's a team that I only think gets better with all the turnover and some of the young guys they're playing kind of only continues to get better. And I know offensively they haven't been lighting it up, but if you're telling me who's got the best, you know, like best overall team, I got to go with the Buckeyes too. Now, does that mean I want to bet them, you know, at the current price to win the national championship? No, I think there's a bit of a delta, you know, that they are where I don't want to, like, it's not a team I'm running to the window to buy the national championship. But right now, if you're telling me gun to my head who's the best team in college football, I think it's them. And I also think they have that additional room to improve with a lot of the new guys that maybe some teams like a Penn State, which a lot of people, you know, were taught where that team's been together, a lot of older guys. I don't think the ceiling for Penn State is there. I think it is for Ohio State, which is a tough pill to swallow here in, you know, southeastern Michigan. But, yeah, you got to call it like you see it, baby.
Be honest. Do you know what delta means, or did you hear someone smarter than you use it in a sentence and you're using it as well?
Here's the thing. The nice thing about, you know, Joey Corporate's life, when you work with some smart people, you just hijack some of the stuff they say at work, and then I can bring it back into this world. People say some smart stuff, and they're saying, oh, yeah, yeah, great. Then I come on the phone with you guys and sound like, you know, I know what I'm talking about. So it's a nice parlay,
you know,
baby, to get there.
You know what? Honestly, like, you're such a fraud for saying that. Taking someone else's work and passing it off as your own. Join me tomorrow on radio stations across the country where I give out Michigan State plus 11.5 as my favorite college football bet of the week. Kanish, anything in the NFL for you in about 30 seconds before we get to the random bet?
You know what? Give me the – I'm going to do this again. I know we didn't hit last week. I'm not going off the Harbaugh train. I'm not going off that. Jaden Daniels coming back. I don't know if he'll be. To me, what makes Daniels is the mobility, the movement. I just saw a report that Debo's not going to be running. Give me the Chargers again, baby. I'm not going to let one miracle New York Giant miracle game kick me off the scent. I like the Chargers. I like it. If you can get, it has to be under three. There's still a number of 2.5s out there. Give me the LAC. I'm riding back with the Chargers this weekend.
All right, so Kanish going with his buddy. I'm a Giants fan. It was a miracle win. Last time we asked you for a random bet, I believe that we owned the Libs. The Libs got owned. It was WNBA. Maybe that was 2 weeks ago, but last week was a WNBA. Oh, I think we had a fever last week, right? It was the Indiana Fever was the bet last week. Kanish, what is the random bet in the account this week? It could be WNBA Finals Game 1. Could be something else. What do you got?
You know what? We're actually going to go with, instead of just game one, we're going to, we got, you know what? A Mercury, the Phoenix is rising, baby. Go with a Mercury series price on this one to take it home. I honestly cannot believe this team's going to win that WNBA title. For a guy that, you know, follows the league, I think they're the better team here. Mercury series price or to win the finals, whatever. Phoenix, baby, a little bit of, you know, kind of, it's basically pick a little bit of plus money out there depending where you shop. Give me the Phoenix. The Phoenix rises from the ashes and strikes down the aces on the table, baby. Phoenix to win the title in the WNBA.
You got away with words, my friend. Kanish has been coming on our show for years. He supports us. We want you to support him. Hit the Books is the show on YouTube and in podcast form with Kanish and Brad Powers, an awesome college football betting show. And he is on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. My friend, we always appreciate you coming on. Best of luck with the bets this week. We'll catch up with you next week.
Gentlemen, like I always say, feel free to use this. There's nothing better than wagertainment. Hashtag wagertainment.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Joey Kanish joining us on the show. He is the absolute best. Femi, ask me my favorite college football bet for the weekend.
What do you like this weekend?
Michigan State plus 11. Love them. Sparty party. More Femi's betting things coming up next to wrap up hour number two.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.